Yo, 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 what up, and welcome to episode 103 of True to Size. What's going on, everyone, and welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the quarantine at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez. Absolutely tasteless. And Alvin Martinez.
Hello.
Thank you. And we are joined by a huge, Alvin, say it one more time.
Huge.
Joel, how huge?
So big.
Huge so group big. Of friends today. Are you guys ready?
Never ready.
First up, no one else we'd rather talk to on Air Max Day than Mr. Air Max 95. He may have changed his Instagram name, but rest assured, he's still alive. Needs no introduction, but he's getting one. And for effect, I'm going to say it slow. Everyone, say what up to the big homie, Klo.
Boom!
What's up, guys?
Thanks for being here for your first time, actually, from Montreal, of course. Next up, the coolest cat I know. Surprised he's not owned by Joe Exotic. With photos so good that they're bridging on being erotic. Sorry, I'm struggling to say anything about Joe Exotic. If there's something I can guarantee, it's that he's got more triples than you. For that, you may call him greedy, but we call him Christopher Chu.
Ooh. Yo!
What up, Chris? Thanks for being here. Not that you had a choice, but thank you anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Next up, call Black and Red Ones Breads, and he's coming for your neck. Not sure I've ever seen him wear a pair that doesn't have a check.
Oh. Uh-huh.
If you ask him, it's the Jordan 2 or nothing. Fuck what you thought. Most know him as S-Caller 23, but that's just my Uncle Scott.
A.K.A. Sean.
What's up, guys? A.K.A. his real name, Sean. Thank you, so, Uncle Scott, for being here for the second time.
Second time.
Yeah.
Yep,
okay.
Second time. Yeah.
Next up, moved from Montreal to Toronto like his name is Chris Boucher.
Ooh.
He plays for the Toronto Basketball Raptors. He didn't know that, but that's okay. And if you aren't talking three stripes, then he's giving you three strikes.
Ooh.
That means you're out, but he's in here, and his name is Mike.
Oh,
what up?
What up, Mr. Mike? What is this, your second or?
This I think is second time.
Second time. Excellent. And finally, without further ado, the moment everyone has been waiting for. Can't spell. Thank you for the drum roll. Can't spell. I should. Let me finish the sentence, Joel. It's not just can't spell. Can't spell Calgary without this guy's name. Mm-hmm. And no, his name isn't Gary. That would be lame. You be on his Instagram feed liking up all his photos, which is ironic. That's also where your gal be. On social media, steading calling out all the dodos.
Galby.
Last but not least, that's my big brother, Calby.
Hey,
hello.
Calby, is that your second time or?
Third.
Third time. Oh, my goodness.
Third, yeah.
That's one too many or ish. Okay. Thank you all for being here. The Sneaker Podcast crew plus Calby. I guess this is your guys plus one. Like, we invited you to a birthday party and we said you can bring one, and you guys were like, I guess we'll bring Calby.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
who else would we bring?
It's like we're bringing Calby.
Okay, good. So we're doing this for everyone listening. We're doing this epic crossover for all the listeners who are stuck at home and being socially responsible individuals by isolating themselves. We know you're all bored out of your minds. So we want to keep your spirits high in this very, very crappy time. We've got a fantastic show this week. And of course, happy Air Max Day to everyone except for Mike D. This week, we're going to take
a personal plot, okay? I have the respect for Air Max
Day.
Oh, look at that.
There are some orange boxes behind me.
Okay, and you're just saying that because you know your boss is not listening, right?
Exactly.
Okay, good. Don't tell anyone. Can't wait to share this link on their story.
What's up, Mom?
This week, we're going to take a few regular segments from each show, and because it's everyone's favorite sneaker holiday, we're going to have an Air Max heavy show, because duh. We're also going to go through a brief history of Air Max and why Air Max Day exists in the first place, and like last week on True to Size, we're going to end the show with a couple of games and a couple of good times and laughs. But first, what did you wear today?
Ooh. Hey, I've heard this one before.
Yeah, you have. So on my screen, and you may not have left your house, so if you didn't wear anything today, what would you have worn today is a good one as well. We're going to go left to right on my screen, so that means Chris is first.
Word. I wore my Air Max 95 Neon.
Excellent.
You kind of want to make it a special occasion when it's Air Max Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bust out your best of the best of the best. But then I was just going on the bike trail, so I went with the most solid of solid of solids.
That's right. True. It is solid.
Did you know, nice. I'm going to steal a fact that Chloe may know that I just learned on a documentary today. The Air Max 95 Neon was the first Air Max. See, I feel like I'm already going to make it wrong. The first Air Max to have a black sole, like midsole. And it's because in Portland, they love running on trails and it's super wet and dirty out there. So they gave it a black sole because they're like, honestly, let's just make it black because it's going to get dirty anyways. Chloe, you're up next and you can also correct me if I'm wrong.
I had no idea.
Excellent.
I did not know, but
wow.
It does make sense.
Cannot confirm.
Thanks for letting me know that.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
Chloe, what did you wear today?
Today I wore a couple of pairs of shoes. I went through a trail today and I did not wear Air Maxes. I actually wore a pair of Vans because it was muddy out there. It was bad. The kids wore rain boots and there was no way I was going to wear runners out there. So destroyed the Vans, but in the house I wore some 95s for sure.
Nice.
I mean, it's the day, so I just walked around the house for like a couple of minutes, took some shoe pics, had some fun. Air Max 95s for sure. Neons.
Nice. And next on my screen is Joel.
Yo.
What did you wear today, or what would you have worn today under other
what
circumstances?
What I would have worn were my Amsterdam Air Max 1s. And, no, man. Like, I wore just a pair of whatever was in the front of the door. And it was...
What's the front door?
Pair of ACGs. That's all it was.
You didn't even wear Air Maxes?
Lo and behold, I didn't wear Air Maxes today, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, I've been slacking the past, like, week ever since we got this puppy here, so...
Oh, yeah.
You gotta hide your shoes, bro.
Been losing some sleep and
puppy's gonna eat that.
Yeah, man. So yeah,
next
like
on
I,
my
sc- oh. that.
Next sorry. On my screen. Sorry, Joel, for cutting you off. Calby, I know you left the house today, so you definitely have an answer.
I wore work boots, man. I have a uniform and I have to work, so I wore work boots.
But if you weren't working and it was a nice sunny day and you were going out to Banff and it was Air Max Day, what would you have worn?
I guess my Air Max 720s, because that's the only pair of Air Max I own.
Oh, my goodness. Ronnie's got to get on it and make a pair of Air Maxes for this guy real soon, because...
Yeah, 95s, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just today.
I didn't hear that. Oh.
No, he posted a video.
Oh, did he?
Ooh.
Yeah, Paula's
first
neon
he was on, 95s. First, he was on a live with Clark Kent, and he was like, yo, these Mita ones are my all-time favorite. I got two pairs of them. So I, like, screenshot it, and I sent it to Chloe. I'm like, yo, check this, bro. You're the only other guy I know that owns these.
Oh, yeah, those Mita
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, then he posted
bad.
On his page.
That he's doing an Air Max 95?
Yeah, Air Max 95.
Oh, did he say it? Did he confirm?
Huh?
Did he confirm, or he's just like playing around?
No, no, he was just showing Air 95.
Oh,
just
saying, okay.
That's what he would probably do if he had a choice.
But usually when he plays around like that, you know something's coming.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
For sure.
Calvi, we know that you know the answer. Stop pretending. We know he messaged you.
Yeah, during quarantine, everybody's so bored, you don't know what the hell is going on. Ben Baller is on live all day. He's losing it.
Who is next on my list? Mike D. Which Air Maxes did you wear today?
Oh, so since it was Air Max Day, I went outside and walked the dog in a pair of Yeezy 700 Wave Runners.
Hey.
You're welcome. You know,
excellent choice.
Someone caught eyes.
It's a similar shape to an Air Max, so it's close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll give it that. Next on my screen, we've got Mr. Q-Mart, Alvin.
I had to go to the bank, so I wore Jordan 3s. And then when I came home, I wore my 97 ones around the house.
Why didn't you wear them to the bank?
Because COVID, bro.
What?
No one my shoes getting that.
Jordan 3s are immune to COVID-19.
They got leather, man.
Yeah, it bounces off the leather. Bro.
Bounces off. Everyone here's a doctor all of a sudden. Sean Collard, which Air Jordan... Jordan Max, did you wear?
Oh, let's end on a low note, guys. I did not leave my house today, except for I walked to my garbage bin and dumped something in there, and I put some Jordan slides on. had I actually gone anywhere, I probably would have worn my Air Max 90s in the infrared colorway. Those are my favorite Air Maxes I own.
Nice.
So, Jordan slides, are we talking like Hydra 3s, Hydra 4s?
They're the ones that I got at an outlet about 10 years ago. I don't know.
Nice.
They're gray, Mike.
The gray. Oh, the gray one.
Oh, the gray one.
Yeah. Okay.
Hydra OG.
That's right.
I walked to the park, took a picture, and walked back. But on that walk, I wore the Air Max 1, the 6.
Ooh.
The Air Max 1. Yes. Love that shoe.
Very nice.
Okay, so that was what do you wear today? So that was first, but second, Mike D.
Yes.
No, you didn't do it. You said you were ready.
I'm ready.
Wait for it.
Shh, shh, shh.
Ooh, fire round.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. That was really good.
That was quite good.
That was good, Joe.
I'm very impressed.
He's been listening quite a bit, I guess.
Yes, sir.
We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from Dante Zuccarini out of Toronto. And he says, in the UFC, most fighters get a nickname by the time they reach the big leagues. For example, Israel, the last style bender, Adesanya. I don't know how to say his last name.
Adesanya.
Thank you. Based on your sneaker tendencies, colors or materials you wear a lot, a silhouette you own many pairs of, what would your nickname be?
Ooh.
So
well,
his answer...
Stiff Bristle. That's what they call me.
Stiff Bristle?
Yes, because I like cleaning my shoes.
Oh.
And I like a good stiff bristle.
Oh, that's where it comes from. Oh.
Yeah, I've just been hiding it from all you guys. Okay, calm down.
His answer, while everyone else who doesn't already have one thinks of their nickname, is his would be either Oxidized, because he loves yellow outsoles, or Gimmick, because anything with anime, video game relation, or stuff like that, he'll eat up all day. So it'd be Dante the Oxidized Gimmick Zuccarini.
Ooh.
Wow. Give him the belt. He's ready to go. We'll go in the same order again. So Chris, you're up first. What would your nickname be?
Oh shit. The beast of hype.
The beast of hype.
Or AKA easily influential.
Or irisidescent. Mr. Irisidescent.
It's okay, Chris. Words are hard. Don't worry about it. Chloe, even though you already kind of have one, what would your nickname be?
Oh, the guy that fucking loves shoes, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a good one, too.
That's very direct. I don't mind that.
It's close. Yes. I fucking love shoes.
Nice to meet you. Joel.
Mine would be forgetful.
Clearly.
or grandpa.
Grandpa. Joel Grandpa Hernandez. Calby, your sneaker nickname.
See. Ronnie probably made him.
Ronnie probably made him.
One word. One word.
All one syllable.
Ronnie taught me.
Ronnie taught me.
Ronnie taught me.
Alvin, sneaker.
Ronnie taught me.
Sneaker nickname.
Oh, man. Alvin maxing out Martinez.
I like that. That's probably the first serious answer we've gotten. I don't mind that at all. Uncle Scott.
Well, besides that nickname, they call me number two.
Oh.
Number two.
I love Austin Powers. I love the Jordan 2. And most people think my favorite shoe is shit. So that's number two.
Wow, that was a very in-depth answer. I appreciate that one.
That was a good one, yo.
I guess I'll do... See, I don't have anything creative now. I had a lot of time to think. I'm just going to do the Dunk 3. The Lawrence, the Dunk 3 Hopkins. All one word.
The Dunk 3.
Dunk 3.
The Dunk 3.
The Dunk 3. Stupidest nicknames ever. That was the list of stupidest nicknames ever. So we're going to get into a little bit of Air Max content now. So I know that Mike is raring to go on that. Real quick, I do want to go over just what Air Max Day kind of means for everyone in the group. It may mean nothing, which is also a really good answer, or it may mean a lot. I want to say the first Air Max Day was 2015? Joel, when was the first Air Max Day? I feel like this is an answer Joel knows. When did those original
Zero.
Red and... The original red and green come out, Air Max 1.
The Air Max 1, I think 2014.
14?
14.
If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
And that was the first official one, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, the Volt ones, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that was the first one.
Gonna have to E-E-E that.
Nice try there, Chloe.
I thought it was Zero, my bad.
We sent our Air Max guy against the their Air Max guy, and we won. So same thing, we'll go from left to right on my screen. So Christopher Chu, Air Max Day to you. What'd it do?
It used to mean a day there where I could possibly showcase what I liked about Air Maxes. But at a certain point during this run since 2014, I kind of realized that I'm not such a big Air Max guy. And I've been taking hard stances in terms of getting into new type of sneaker lines. And I told myself, I'm just gonna, it's not my lane. So I'm not gonna try to pretend or try to like, and it's gonna take me forever and all the effort in the world to try to catch up to some of these big guns, like some of the guys in this chat here. So I figured I'll just leave it for the other people. And for me, it's more like, let me see what other people have in store for me to just eat my popcorn and watch. That's what it means for me.
Next on my screen, he's back, is Chloe, Mr. Air Max 95. What does Air Max Day mean for you?
I think it's nothing. It's a day to just flaunt your shit. Just pull out your 95s or your favorite Air Maxes, throw them on the floor, take a picture of them. It's just another way to fucking spend more money.
Yeah.
It is.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong at all.
He's not wrong at all.
I'm thinking for what type of Air Maxes you could put into your room. Because I spent half my day doing that today. Yeah. Looking at photos, and I'm like, oh, I don't have those. It would be nice to have that in my collection. And I went hunting, and that's what it is. Every year. You see what the lineup is coming out, and you're like, yes, no. Most knows because it's been whack on Air Max days. Yeah. And you go and you hunt that one that you missed. That's what it is for me.
So I'm pretty glad that Air Max Day is the 26th of the month, because I know I'm on Air Max Day. I'm like, oh, I gotta buy Air Max. I gotta buy Air Max. So I'm online constantly, but I'm like, wait, if I just hold off for five more days, then I like this will pass, you know, and we can move on to something else.
Just piggybacking off something you said, Chloe, before we get to everybody else, do you think, because like it seems like every year or every even couple months now, they find a way to unearth some sort of history. Like last year was, or the year before was with a Tinker 3. All of a sudden it's like, this was the original sketch. It had a swoosh on it. And then it was like, oh, here's the Air Max Zero. This was the original sketch. This is what it was supposed to be. And it seems like they're like digging up all these like unearthed archives, and they're making it like,
I'm not sure why you're saying that with sarcasm.
No, 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 not at all.
Digging up. You guys can like, see at home, but he's doing air quotes.
It's just how I talk.
Digging.
That's kind of part of my question, though. Like, do you guys think that this is all real history, whether you like see these sketches or not? Like, do you think this is all a marketing ploy? Do you think it's being blown out of proportion a little bit to market it and make us want to, more so guys like us who actually care about this kind of shit, to buy it? Or is this like actually... like history that they think they need to keep telling? And it was on,
they got a point. Yeah. It's for marketing. It's for both. Mm-hmm. It's for marketing, and it's for letting the new people that are in the game just get all that info too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's repetitive for us, right? Like we've seen it in the magazine since Sports Illustrated back in the day, and they just got to pull it out for all the new heads. That's about it. And it's freaking marketing. It's come on.
Yeah.
So Uncle Scott, Sean, it works on you. Does this work on you? These pulling it out of the archive, and it's the OG of the OG.
Yeah, I'm all about the story. So if they tell me that there's a great story behind a certain sneaker, then I'm all in. I can't help it. It's what's always tied me to sneakers is always if there's a story behind it, if I can connect with it in some way. So if there's sometimes a story falls flat for me, but most of the time, if it's like a genuine story and I like it and I get tied, I get for sure get sucked in. I can't lie. I'm all about the story.
Joel, what does Air Max Day mean for you? We'll get back to the original question.
For me, it's pretty much what Chloe pretty much nailed it on the head. It's just for everybody just to pull out their stuff, pull out their gems, and just rock it out. Like, you know what I mean? Like what you got in your closet kind of thing. So it's like a marketing ploy. It's just to boost up, you know, the recognition of like Nike Air and you know, the Air Max One from the beginning and whatnot. That's all it pretty much is, man. Because before this, like, there was never an Air Max Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? 326 just passed, went over to 327. So I guess it's just, you know what I mean? That's all it is. I don't know. It's just it's another way of sucking you in and getting you to buy the next Air Max.
There was just 420 before. That was it.
Yeah, it was just 420.
Still 420.
There's still it's even bigger now. I'm gonna jump in because I don't want to go last anymore. So I'm gonna go right now. I'm just gonna add that I really like that it's been added, or it's been expanded by mostly us, to be a month long thing. Having a day, especially with a lot of people that I know who have a lot of pairs of Air Maxes, having one day is a really stressful day if there's only one opportunity to showcase which one pair you're going to wear on Air Max Day. But now it's a whole now it's a whole month, so you kind of get the whole month to build up, and now it's Air Max month, and as soon as it's March 1st, you have the entire month to kind of go off and start showcasing. But yeah, I definitely agree with what you guys said. It's a massive, soon it's going to be Air Max year, and then Air Max decade, and then it's just going to be nonstop buying Air Maxes. It turned from a day to a month to 2 months, and we'll see. Next,
so we're moving to Europe then, you're saying?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Europe has been like Air Max month. This is every month.
For real.
Calby.
You honestly took what I was going to say, man.
That's a good thing I jumped in.
Air Max Day for me is just the last day of seeing you guys post Air Maxes all. you know, I might take a peek to see if I can find like the washed denim or bleached denim Atmos Air Max 90s. And other than that, when I see that they're still too much, I... That's about the end of the story.
Yep.
Next on my screen, I've got Mike D. for someone who doesn't work for Swoosh anymore, or doesn't, sorry, doesn't wear Swoosh as much anymore, never worked for Swoosh,
or at all,
yeah, sorry. I want to know your, for sure, what it means to you.
So it used to mean a lot more. Let's start off with that.
Yeah.
But I think it's really cool to celebrate a technology like that. The fact that instead of going from just one day on the 26th to an entire month in March is pretty cool, because the buildup on some years for Air Max month is just crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's insane. Yeah, yeah. Like, I feel like 3 years ago, it really popped off. Like, maybe 3 or 2 years ago, even really popped off. I don't feel like it's as popular anymore. But I don't know. That could just be me not being involved as much anymore.
No, I think you're right. I think they've had stronger years than others for sure.
Yeah.
Mike, I have a question for you. Back in 2016, maybe a week before Air Max Day happened, they launched the NMD, Adidas NMD.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that they were trying to take back a couple of weeks of that month. You know, because NMD was pretty strong when it launched.
Yeah, totally.
Very.
Yeah.
Very strong.
Do you find it's like a missed opportunity?
Because NMD Day.
March is owned by Nike.
Yeah, totally.
November NMD.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see it as a, maybe not so much anymore, but maybe before when it was so popular, that would have been a good idea to strike while the iron was hot and kind of claim something very similar to that. Like, we don't have Boost Month or anything like that, right? So, hey, maybe 1 month. Let's start it. Huh? Anyone?
I think you're talking to the wrong group of individuals for that.
All right.
I do apologize.
Right. No, literally right. Everyone on the on
I'll send
side
you
of the computer.
Alex's number after this, and you guys can
Thank
chat
you.
About it. Alvin, what does Air Max Day / month mean for you?
Just an excuse to actually bring out a pair of, or most of my Air Maxes. Just because for the most part, I'll usually just go to like a Jordan or a Jordan 1 or even like a Vans. So it's like, it kind of pushes me to rock my Air Maxes. And then on top of that, I mean, not this year or the past year, but also like an opportunity to possibly cop like a really cool quote unquote retro or whatever they try to bring out or whatever. But this year, not so much. I mean, I tried this morning, but never got it. But I didn't, my heart didn't break. So
did you rock your Atmos ones today?
No.
No. Because I know you got those in the summertime, right?
But I did rock the Sean's.
Sean's so. Are nice too.
You went crazy this summer.
You went like crazy last summer. The last 2 years, yeah.
Last year was pretty bad. Yeah.
So, can I ask all
last
of
year was bad.
All, what's your like top Air Max shoe that you own?
Oh, that we the, own.
Yeah.
The Atmos for sure.
Oh yeah? So you place Atmos. Atmos. What else are you over to 112?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Hmm.
Interesting.
Ooh-wee.
Joel, you answer that first because I don't know yet. Or Chloe.
Like top Air Max One?
Air Max like, in general.
Air Max sneaker. Yeah.
It would probably be for me like the Animal Ones for me.
The Supreme 1.0?
The Atmos 1.0 Animals or whatever you want to call them.
I feel like Chloe is doing the same thing as I'm doing, and he's looking at his stacks to the left of him.
Yeah.
And I'm doing the exact same thing and trying to decide my answer. You can go ahead first.
Are we going with, we're not going with value. We're going with what means most to.
Yeah.
Take it how you will.
Mm. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, for me, it would be the prototype Mita for sure.
Yeah. So nice. Yeah.
I'm not even going to ask Cal because he has the same answer.
Yeah,
Uncle Scott, do you have an answer? You must.
That means the most to me. I don't think so. No, I don't. I don't. I mean, I have a bunch of Air Maxes I love, but I can't say there's one that I would pick over. I don't have that one that's valuable. I don't have one that's like. Again, the first one I ever got was from 2005. Believe it or not, I waited a long time to get my first pair of Air Maxes. They were Air Max 90, and they were from the Rejuvenate pack.
Oh,
they were
nice.
White, green, and black. For some reason they caught my eye. I was in New York City that year, and I loved them when I saw them, and I grabbed them, and I beat the hell out of them. They're in my closet right now, my front door, and they're just trashed. But it's probably the most sentimental, I guess, because they're the first ones I ever got. So
Nice.
No,
I'll take those. Nice. The laser etching has yeah. There's some laser etching. Man. Right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I had the 95s of those. Those were crazy.
Nice.
Mr. Mike, do you have an answer to this? Are you allowed to answer?
I do have one. Okay, so back when I used to wear Nikes and wear Air Max 1 is my favorite Air Max silhouette. And I had the chance to get the entire Air Max 1 Mercurial pack, all four.
Oh, nice.
Wow. And the Mercurial one was like my favorite. I wore it all the time. I swapped the laces all the time. It was like one of my favorite shoes because it was like it popped so much, you know? It popped so much with that yellow. It was I loved it.
I swapped the laces all the time.
Yeah, buddy.
That, them lace. That should be your nickname, Lace Swap.
Lace Swap. Ooh, lace Swap.
Mike Lace.
I'll take Lace Swap.
Lace Swap.
Chris, I'll let you go last because it was technically officially your question. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the same as Alvin, the Atmos Elephant Air Max 1. Obviously because the Jordan 3 is my favorite Jordan, so the Elephant just hits different. But that was like, that shoe was, hashtag gifted. And it was one of the, actually not one of the, it was the first shoe that I was ever gifted that I actually wanted. If that's the nicest way to say it,
right.
Like I would have lined up for it. Like I really wanted that shoe, and that was the same year as the bus. So I was working on the Air Max bus, like seeing all these people coming out and trying to get that shoe. And I was working damn hard. That was the first year that we started CanadaGotSold.ca. So we were like pushing it out like crazy and trying to do our social and everything and push it heavy. And it just felt like a lot of, gratification for a lot of hard work. So that shoe will always, and I got it in the special F&F box too. No flex, a little bit of flex.
Nice.
And a day early, so that was even better.
You mean gifted by a brand?
Sorry,
gifted by
Hashtag gifted from Nike Toronto. Shout out to Nike Toronto. Chris.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, my shoe is a bit different from what you guys have. It's the Air Max 1 Atmos from the Jordan pack.
Oh, you fucker.
Yeah.
So it's my top Air Max shoe, but I sometimes forget that I have it because I haven't worn it yet. That's maybe why.
True.
That
must be it. Nice to forget. Ooh. You have shoes. I'm sure.
Yeah, for real, right?
I don't own the Jordan 3 of that pack.
I have it. You want to send them to me?
You want me to send you to Jordan 3? I don't
know. No, I have the threes, and I don't have the Air Max 1 from the pack, and I want it because they're so cool.
Threes?
Yeah, I have just the three and the big box. So I'm ready, Chris. Whenever you're ready, you can fill my big box, please.
Fill the big box.
I also have a big box.
Two
we'll
big boxes.
Big box size. Yeah. Mine's also feeling empty.
Uncle Scott, I didn't forget about you. You're last on the list of what Air Max Day means for him.
Guys,
let me bring it back to the original question. What Air Max Day means to you? The original question, because you are a big that history question. Buff nut, whatever you want to call it, buff a nut, whatever.
Bust a nut.
So, what does it mean to you?
Nothing. Move on.
Oh. No comment.
It doesn't, honestly, for whatever reason. I guess I'm not a huge Air Max guy. Like I said, I like Air Maxes, but I'm not a huge Air Max guy. So I guess the Air Max day month doesn't mean a whole lot to me. For me, basically, it's one day out of the year one day I don't have to think about what I'm going to have to post on the Instagram. So I know I'm going to post an Air Max of some kind or something to do with Air Max. So that's really all it means. It's I love seeing people celebrating it. It's very cool, but for me personally, it's not a big deal.
Interesting. So even though a bunch of your favorite Jordans have the exposed air, and those are the stepchildren of the Air Max 1, just still nothing. Don't care.
No, stepchildren.
All right, no.
So if a shoe has like the air bubble, is it an Air Max?
No.
No window love. No window love.
No, but okay. Fine.
No, still no. I know what you're getting at. Like, is a LeBron 7 an Air Max? Like, is that
LeBron
a...
LeBron 7. No, yeah, no.
Like, I don't think you can... Like, it's an air shoe, for sure. It has air.
It has to have the max title.
Yes.
It can't just be a bubble in it.
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah.
So Chris gave me an interesting, you can call it a hot take if you want, but just an opinion. And he said Air Max Day was necessary for Nike. And if you want, Chris, you can expand on that a little and we can kind of get into it a little bit because it was an interesting kind of point of view that I had never really thought about before.
when I showed Lawrence that question or whatnot, and he was like, "What do you mean, man? what are you trying to say?
What are you trying to say, bro? Are you dumb, fam?
Like, was March 26th about to disappear?"
No, yeah. So I was basically saying that, look, Air Max at a certain point was kind of lost amongst all the other type of hype that we had at the time.
It's hella true, bro.
At that time, Yeezy and Boost was making a huge push into the market. It was like the hype issue at the time, if I remember properly. And then Nike came up with this, this theme, this event that kind of allowed them to corner a whole, well, they were going for one day and we turned it into a week, into a month. And during a period where in the sneaker culture, there's a kind of usually a lull. So we go through the holidays, we go through New Year's, and then we fall into All-Star Game. And right after All-Star Game, everything used to fall off. We'd have like some downtime. Then they took control of that. And now the lull gets pushed back to April. Because in April, there's Easter, but it's not that big of a sneaker event as, boom, All-Star Game and not Air Max Month. So for me, it was a strategic and / necessary play from Nike to regain the consumers or the enthusiasts' attention by, hey, don't look at that Boost and Yeezy over there. It's airtime. So
it's airtime. How have they not put that on a t-shirt yet? Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just to piggyback off what you said, I definitely agree. Like, it's so interesting to see how they noted, especially because of All-Star. Like, All-Star, especially at that time, was Joel, we can still hear you.
Sorry,
that was the loudest whisper I've ever heard in my life.
Don't take your back! Yeah. Take your back. No, man. Get your fucking dog out of here!
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Like, after, like, All-Star, especially, I think we said in 2014 is when Air Max Day started. All-Star in 2014 was still, like, prime time. Like, that's when you were talking, like, okay, what Kobe is coming out, what LeBron is coming out, what KD is coming out. Like, that's when it was huge. So for them to recognize, while it was still big, that first of all, it could potentially change and they would need something to replace it. And also just the wherewithal to make it something that could be expanded so much bigger than it was initially intended to be is just so cool to me. And I absolutely agree. Like, until you said it, I didn't think of it. And now all of a sudden I'm like, absolutely, it was necessary. Like, there's nothing that was more necessary for Nike because now Air Max has literally, how many days are in March? 31 days to themselves.
31.
Like, it's incredible. 26, yeah, it feels like it. Okay, this is a question for the people who have been posting Air Maxes every day. I think it's actually just Alvin. Are you going to continue for the rest of the 5 days?
Well, I can't call it Air Max Month and just stop at 26.
Okay, because I don't know if I'll wear it.
So, yes. Yes, I will till April, and then April's going to have no Air Maxes.
I'm going to comment, like, it's over, fam. For the next 5 days.
Get over it.
up until the 26th is okay, okay, okay. After the 26th, it's like, all right, man, that's enough.
Like, we get chill, it.
Chill. When is Gray Day?
When is Gray Day?
New Balance September. New Balance November. September,
New
I
Balance
think.
November, yo.
Traffic boys.
November New Balance, guys. Come on, let's go.
All right, so going off of this Christopher Chu trademarked hot take, we're going to go into a game that was brought to me by Mr. Christopher Chu himself as well. And it's similar to Fuck, Marry, Kill, which we played last week with quarantine items. But it's now hype, life support, or done. Is that correct, Chris? Is that the...
Yes, sir. Okay. Exactly.
So this is in terms of sneaker trends, and we're going to give like a few different trends, and everyone needs to decide if that trend is still hyped, It's on life support, as in it's going to die, or it's done altogether. I do have one, Chris. I know you said you have like 13,000 of them, but I have one so I can feel like I'm contributing. Mine is Nike Tech Fleece.
Oh, that's
what do you think, Chris?
I think it's life support.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very close to done, but life support because I still wear it. But just because I bought so much of that shit.
That does not mean it's still around.
Right?
It's no longer a go-to.
Sean Collard will tell you, just because it's being worn doesn't mean it's still around.
That's right. Nice try, Chris.
Hey, Sean, John, shut up. Fuck you, man. We can't say that to each other on our own podcast.
Oh, sorry.
Podcast.
We'll do it this one. Okay, next time.
We have the explicit E, so you can say whatever the hell you want.
EA.
Chloe, hyped, life support, or done? Nike Tech Fleece.
I think Tech Fleece is done.
Oh, my God. Really? Joel?
Well, okay.
Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Will you guys go and buy Tech Fleece now? If you see it on super sale, honestly, on a sales rack, are you going to pick up Tech Fleece? And are you going to throw that in your freaking push cart and
push
cart? That?
I never push buy enough start.
Yeah. Keep going, Cole. Keep further describing the situation.
The experience.
Yeah. No, but, okay, are you going to put it in your mesh tote bag and go to the cash?
Are you going
to
unlock your car door? Are you going to put it in the car?
Yeah. Cut off the tag and then once you get home.
See?
Seriously. No, actually, if someone actually gave it to you for free, would you actually take it?
Oh my goodness. You really must hate Tech Fleece. Holy crap.
No.
Tech Fleece is so dead.
Wow, I feel very out of touch right now.
I've been a hate crime against Tech Fleece right now. You better move on to somebody else.
See, my first, that was like an 8-part question. The answer to the first part of your question is, would I go buy it? And it would be no, because I have so much of it. The second part was, if it's on super sale, and then it's a yes. So that means absolutely, if it was free, I would wear it. I just, like, now I feel really out of touch with any sort of fashion trend, because I still wear Tech Fleece all the time, and Chloe just absolutely massacred it on podcast.
You know where Tech Fleece lost me? When they changed the hoodie used to go round down below your butt or below the front, and then it went straight. That's when I was done.
Okay. No, I
don't know. That was style.
Excellent point. Excellent point.
Yeah. Yo, that's what made it. It gave it that Nike Lab-ish hint to it. Mm-hmm. And after that, that curve was gone. I was gone. Done.
Yeah. When they stopped putting zippers on the side pockets.
Do they not do that stuff anymore?
No, not. They have takedown versions of Tech Fleece.
Oh, okay.
So that's the thing.
Okay. Yeah. So I know close stance. Thank you for that. Joel, hype, life support, or done?
I think it's like on life support, but if I do find a hoodie for cheap, I'm copping it. That's going in my mesh tote bag.
Calby, I think I heard what you said, but please reiterate one more time for everyone who did not hear.
No, I just said that because Chloe was going off.
Okay.
Honestly, I was like, I was going to say none of the answers really say, I thought it was here for forever. It's just not hype anymore. But like people are going to wear it for forever. But then Chloe influenced me to say like, take that piece of shit off. And I'm wearing it, like, don't hang around with me, man.
Oh, well, fight a motherfucker in the street if he sees that.
I gave that shit to my nephews, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, nice.
I wouldn't even give it to my enemy.
I'm so embarrassed to have worn a Windrunner sweater earlier today. But, Mike, is it hyped, life support, or dead?
Dead.
How long you been waiting to put that zoom effect, Mike?
A long time.
I wish for everyone at home, Mike zoomed in on his beautiful face and his beautiful Canada Got Soul hat and said into the camera,
You know, just tell me to deliver it properly.
Did you have that ready before or after Lawrence hit record on the podcast?
Oh, it was after. Yeah. Well, after. No, I got rid of all my tech fleece.
Really?
All my tech fleece. That's for another reason.
That's
because
you don't. Yeah.
It's true. I work for the other brand, but. No, but exactly what Chloe said. Once they stopped doing the curved tail on it, yeah, I didn't like that. The drop tail, I didn't like anything after that.
All right. Well, you guys really care about having your bums covered. All right.
It's nice in the wintertime.
You could also wear a winter coat, but Alvin.
Coat.
What is coat?
Super dead.
What? Okay.
Ooh, like it's dead. No. Like it's a zombie.
What?
Y'all are lying. I'm going to catch each one of you wearing
100%.
Yeah.
Hold on. Right. When Chloe asked if we would purchase it if it was on super sale, and I didn't purchase it when it was on super sale, I was like, fuck, it's dead.
You didn't hit me up when it was on super sale?
Because it's dead, bro.
Some of the pieces got weird, though.
Fucking died.
Yeah, there's some weird pieces.
Yeah, the pieces they're releasing now are dumb. Like,
but oh my gosh,
stupid!
Like the cross zipper across the chest type deal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Whack.
Uncle Scott, were you ever into the tech fleece in the first place?
Not in a big way, no. But I'm gonna say it's dead, and I'm gonna yield the rest of my time to Chloe so he can further tell us some more reasons for why.
And the floor is yours.
I've never met anybody in my life who hates anything as much as Chloe hates tech fleece. I'm realizing that now. So I'm kind of happy that I'm 500 kilometers away as I say this. I'm not gonna say it's hype, but I think I agree with Calby. Like, maybe it's on life support in terms of like people like quote unquote us. But I think that it's gonna be around forever for sure. And I still wear fucking tech fleece. And in some way, shape, or form, if not every day, every other day, like a hoodie or pants or whatever. Damn, that was very eye-opening for me. I thought it was just going to be a bunch of life supports and we were going to get on with it. But then Chloe just absolutely, like, Ted Bundy'd it. And I was like, holy crap.
Lawrence, you can be the guy that brings it back.
I'm going to try now. I didn't know I needed to be brought back, but now I have I have a new cause.
A new mission.
Tech Fleece Month. all right, Chris has a bunch of other ones for us.
I got a bunch of other ones. So we don't need to give reasons for an explanation for each of our answers. But if you got a good hot take
like that, whoa,
drop it.
Was that long?
Okay, well, let's go towards sneakers a bit more. How about ASICS?
Oh.
Is it hype, life support, or done?
Chris, you got to go first because you're on the far left of my screen.
Sure. I'm saying it's life support only because we were looking at possibly purchasing an ASICS recently, but not because it's ASICS, but because it was a collaboration with Ronnie. Mm. So I can't say it's done if I'm still looking for a shoe.
That's a good answer. Chloe.
Yeah.
Anything decent to say about ASICS?
It's on life support. It's like Chris mentioned, it needs a collab. ASICS runs on collabs. That's my opinion. And they're due.
Yeah, they are due. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Joel, hype, life support, or dead?
The hype pretty much died down on them. And just like Chloe like said, as well as Chris, it's on life support as well, from what I think. It does need a collabo. But the GRs that they did were pretty much like collabo worthy. Some of them, the quality of the materials that they mess with were pretty much like, you know, collabo style kind of thing.
See, here's the thing though, and I'm gonna lead this into my answer. I think that tells you that if those, because I agree, like we talked about a lot of them on the pod, like a lot of their GRs were like fabulous. Like they were so good. Could have been a collab because they were really detailed and really well themed and still no one cared. So if they're that good and still no one cares, I think that they're dead. If you need a collab, then I think that you're pretty dead. Calby, right. Mr. ASICS.
I would say that they're a life support, man. To be honest. Like I love ASICS, man, but I go back to get old ASICS. You know what I mean? Like, I got a pair of Ronnie ASICS in the mail right now.
Oh,
nice.
And
subtle flex.
Yeah, wait, they're unicorns.
Oh, you rich, rich. Unicorn.
Just like you, baby boy. Like,
what?
They, like, one of the main things is they fucked up the shape of the Gel Light 3. And that's why I don't buy them anymore. Because, and it's kind of the same reason I don't buy Air Max 1s, is because they got an ugly square box toe, and it fucking looks stupid, to be honest. So, like...
Quote? Like, is that quote?
Where the spoons are coming out with, like, all the, like, corduroy and shit. And I see the toe, and I'm like, that looks like crap. They had the Kobe Beef ones that are, like, kind of pink, and it's, like, literally, like, supposedly Kobe Beef leather. So it should be extremely expensive. And the toe looks like shit. I don't want it. Like, so it's like,
hey, Cal, what's your toe is showing.
Yeah. That being said, I will continue to go and buy old shit. Nice. Number one.
I didn't realize that these were going to be such like heated conversation topics, Chris.
What do you think I'm producing bullshit?
Look at this. Yeah, he knows what he's doing. Reality TV at its finest.
Content, baby.
Mike, say some bad stuff about ASICs for us.
No, I think I'm going to say life support, but I think it's who the customer is. Because ASIC does thrive on the running division, right? Mm-hmm. So we don't think about that a lot because we're looking at more of the lifestyle, the more hype side of the brands. But I would say life support because, yeah, it's true. They do need a collabo to give them a little kick in the butt, right? To make it sought after.
Yeah. Definitely. Mr. Q.
I don't know if you could say it was dead or on life support if it was never in Canada to begin with.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, the ASIC store opened up. Woo, bunch of hype. Did it do anything? No. And I'm not trying to bash ASICs, yo. I love ASICs, but, like, it's like a niche market. Remember when being a sneakerhead used to be a niche thing? That's ASICs right now. So it's like, you can't even say it's dead if it never came to Canada. Whereas if you go to Europe, it's fucking, like, hype right there.
So you're saying, as far as Canada's concerned, ASICs is the abortion of the sneaker world?
Yeah, basically.
It was dead
It was dead before it was alive?
It was dead before it was alive. It was never here, man.
To all the female listeners out there, God. We apologize.
See, when you're 46,
we will have a written statement.
Absolutely love that analogy.
You said you have the E on your yeah.
I'm gonna put that on my.
Completely honest, that's one of the things that I love about it. That's one of the things that got me wearing ASICs is because no one else is wearing it.
Mm. Mm. Hey, yo, I'm not trying to bash it or nothing. I'm just saying it was never here. Like no one.
I'm saying I agree with it, like 100%.
You know what I mean? Like, so I can't. I'm not gonna say it's dead or alive or fucking anything. It's just it's in Europe over there somewhere.
Over there, over the pond somewhere.
Yeah, or in Calgary, because Calby. Just what up, though?
Very. Uncle Scott.
In all honesty, I mean, besides Adidas and Nike, aren't most brands on life support? I mean, besides the odd collaboration here and there that pop up and a little bit of buzz around them once in a while, maybe Converse has like the Chuck Taylor that's lasted forever and still popular and still sells, but... I mean, the most that you hear about are Nike and Adidas, and I'm being kind by saying Adidas, by the way, Mike.
Look at him throw you a bone.
No, but seriously, for me, from my perspective, I think Nike and Adidas are the ones that kind of are carrying the flag of the sneaker world right now, and everybody else is kind of like trying to catch up at all times. That's how I see it.
Huh. All right.
And it's never going to happen.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah,
I did. Yeah.
What else you got, Chris? I love I love these people going off.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's go a bit with some fashion stuff. Pin rolling.
Ooh.
Pin rolling your pants. Is it hype on life support or dead? This will be quicker, I feel.
Chris, unless you're first.
Someone feels really strongly about pin rolling.
I'm looking at you, Glow.
Yo, I'm just passionate, man. I'm just trying to keep it real.
That's fine. No, it's great.
Yeah. It's dead. It's dead.
Fuck. I just pin rolled pants like 2 days ago.
Was it tech fleece pants?
Hold on. Let me delete the photo. No. Dead. Chris.
It, There's no roll. Oh, yeah. It's one flip at the most.
Yeah.
One flip?
I think it's dead.
One flip, Chloe?
Yeah.
One flip.
Max. That's the max. One little fold. That's it.
I need at least two. I don't like that dry edge there. I need another softer edge on the top. At least one more.
Need something to bring it together. Maybe.
Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe you need a seamstress that could hem it nice. Ooh.
Maybe I need to be rich like you. You're right.
No.
Joel, pin rolling.
Dead.
Oh.
My heart hurts.
For real, Calby.
I've only ever done it for photos and never worn it, so I'd say it's dead.
Interesting.
I have some thinking to do.
Mike, we'll go last because I think we're on the same page. Alvin.
It's dead when you wear quality.
Ooh. Ooh. Big plug.
No, that's all I wear. Ever since I bought quality, I've never had to fucking pin roll anything, man. It's fucking amazing. I love their pants.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. Shout out.
You don't have to buy tech fleece.
I'll get there one day. Sean.
It's dead.
Did you ever pin roll, Sean?
I never did. You know what? In high school, I tried.
Oh, okay.
No one showed me how to do it.
He wore shorts the entire time.
And when you're 6'5 and skinny, it's a bad look anyway. So.
Interesting. All right, Mike. I think we share the same opinion, just judging by the look on your face throughout their answers.
I'm about it. I like it. I do it, and I do it with my quality essential denim.
There you go, man.
You do you, man.
It just feels like anytime Chloe says something, it feels condescending a little bit. You do you, Mike. Yeah, that's great for you, buddy.
Yeah, you do me.
Okay. Well,
you know, right?
I have ugly ankles. That's why I can't do it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's where the hate for tech fleece comes from. It's all coming together now.
Cankles.
Need something to break the cankle.
chop it.
Facts.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mike. I mean, I don't think that it's hype anymore, but I still do it all the time. Like I hate having my pants touch my shoes.
Yeah.
And because I'm a big Tech Fleece fan, you pin roll it and it looks just like Tech Fleece. It's perfect.
You like exposed ankle.
It's tech denim. It's amazing. So it's definitely on life support. Chris.
We got more.
Yes.
How about sneaker collaborations? Hype, life support, or dead?
Hype!
Forever hype, bro.
Super hype.
Hype?
Super hype.
The hypiest of the hype.
I see.
That's all anyone cares about right now.
I think it's...
Tech collab. We need
Tech
collab.
I don't think it's hype. I think everything's a collab. Or anything that anyone, like if it's not a collab, it's not worth it. So in that regard, how special is it now?
I guess that's another way to look at it. But that's the reason that I think that it's hype, because people only care about the hype. So the hype is hype. So this is just getting confusing. But yeah, I think I think that's the reason that it is hype, is because that's the only time anyone will care.
I know someone that might have a different opinion. Sean.
No, I've never been about the hype collabs and stuff like that, but I see it as a positive thing in the sneaker world in general. So it's hype for me. Because, I mean, I can see that's what drives the market right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not that it doesn't, like I said, doesn't make a dent on my purchases, really, except for the odd one here or there. But no, it's hype for sure.
Okay, cool.
I think everybody answered, yeah.
Yep, let's go. IG, that's Instagram.
Oh.
Instagram feature pages. Instagram feature pages.
Fuck.
Hashtag Canada Got Soul, baby.
Hype.
Fucking hype.
Oh,
you guys don't, it's not all that you do.
No, you guys are different.
Right? Yeah, thank you. Oh, way look at all this crazy.
I'm just saying that because I'm on your podcast right now. When we get back on the sneaker podcast, I'll be saying something different.
They are dead.
They're fucking zombies, bro.
No, but you guys are totally different in that regard. You guys are like, we know there's real people behind it. Sometimes these like massive sneaker feature pages, like you don't know who the hell's running it. And it's like they have hundreds of thousands of followers. And it's like,
You know, I've never understood why that's a popular thing. I mean, it's cool for people to get their stuff featured on there, but it's like, why would you want to start a page where it's just that all the time? Like, you guys do other things.
Yeah.
You sure don't know how to take pictures. Is that good enough?
I don't know. Years ago, it used to mean something when you got featured.
Yeah.
Now there's so many of these.
Well, that's it.
For Everybody's Jordan 1 alone, there's all these up-and-comers as well, or people trying to find their place in it, and they come up and they're featuring you, and you're like, well, guy. They're like, no, there's already like 3-4 huge ones. Why are you going to try to box with them?
Yeah.
You know?
Honestly, I kind of think the Jordan ones are like kind of corny and shit, but like the New Balance and ASICS ones, I think they're not. Like,
that's a good point.
Like the New Balance and ASICS ones are like dudes that like truly love it. And no, you can wear a GR and they'll be like, oh, that's the MR14500 from 1896. Like,
yeah.
And you'll be like, what fucking shoe is this? And you have to Google it. And then you find out, like, holy shit, there's 12 of them. Like, I think it's like, and I love that shit. And like,
yeah.
A lot of those guys are cool guys. Like, whenever you have a conversation with them, they just really like the shoe. And then I find a lot of the Jordan dudes and stuff are just like hype beast cornballs, to be honest, man. I remember last
time
I featured the dude threw a filter on my picture. Like, what the hell are you doing, man?
Like, oh, dear God.
This is a dude with like 100K followers, man.
Oh, boy.
Like, don't do that.
Well, he can't ruin his pictures, so he has to ruin yours.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
I definitely think that they're dead. Like Chris said, like, it's crazy how quickly they fell off of a cliff, because when Instagram first started, getting featured on one of those pages was like winning the fucking lottery. Like, you would get featured and automatically you're getting like 100, 200, 150, whatever followers just from being featured, because people see your picture and then they come follow you. And now it's literally like, it's missable. You don't even notice. It was like getting on the Explore page. It used to be like crazy if you end up on the Explore page. And now it's like, I see my own pictures on the Explore page, so I know it can't be that meaningful. So it's definitely dead. It's very, very dead.
Agreed.
Anyone else got something to say? Good?
Well, I actually enjoy them. I enjoy looking. No. I don't have to be on them or whatever. But I enjoy having it on my feet. I don't follow thousands and thousands of people that know how to take photos or whatever. So when I see those pages and I see beautiful photos, I'm like, man, thanks for putting it together and putting it out there. I'm not exposed to it all the time. So I really enjoy it. I like seeing different flavors, different types of shoes. There's some feature pages where it's just not all one brand. It's just like nice shots and I appreciate them. Yeah, I really like the time and the work that they put into it. Some are really corny as fuck, but I enjoy them. You know, I don't want to be interested in them or whatever. But I like stumbling on some really good ones. There's some hidden gems out there.
Very cool. Yeah. Okay. How about two more? We'll do two more. First come, first serve. Is that hype, life support, or dead?
Chris, what do you think?
I think it's dead. I don't think there's a need for it. But then also, I don't know if it's because I'm lazy and I don't want to go out there anymore. And if it levels a feel for me if everyone's raffling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or everyone.
Are we talking about in-store or online?
Or online,
Okay, good point. Well, either. Raffling is different from having to go online. And I feel the same way. I feel it's more effort for me to go online and 10 a.m. That's which page, which part of the website is the shoe going to appear on?
So motherfuckers.
Yeah, but I hate the raffles online when it's like follow 6 people, tag this photo, and call all your buddies to come do it too.
And I'm like,
all this shit to join your raffle. Like, this is irritating, man.
Follow the store and the owner?
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent.
Like, no, I follow the store. Why the fuck do I gotta follow this guy?
Sean, do you have a cold over there? Do you need to go get a check or something? Or?
Yeah, sorry. It's a dry cough.
You had a fever. Chloe, do you have any hot take or strong opinion on this?
you know, it's just luck nowadays, man. So first come, first serve, first click, whatever, man. If you're lucky, you're going to get it. That's it. Mm-hmm. I got lucky today, man.
Did you?
What'd you get?
Yeah, I got lucky. And I probably clicked the button 2 seconds just before Chris and shit, it went my way. That's it. No?
What did you get? Those, those liquid gold 90s?
With the 90s, yeah.
The liquid gold? Nice.
No, yeah, liquid gold. Liquid gold. I can't believe I was able to score them.
That's amazing. I actually got a notification and they're still in my cart, so I'll think about those. Joel, first come, first serve. Hype, life support, or dead?
I think it's on life support. Well, it's dead right now with the whole thing that's going on right now. I don't think anybody's lining up right now for anything. But yeah, I think it's on life support right now. You have the resellers lining up no matter what, right? But I think it's on life support for me.
And that's another thing, like the bots and all that. Raffle, whether it's legit or not, it kind of gives you more of a chance than against a bot.
Calby, did you give your opinion, or are you just annoyed at raffles?
No, I just, yeah, I don't know. I don't like, it's all dead to me, man.
Depressing.
I go look for old shit. That's it, man. If it's a new shoe coming out, man, I assume that I got an L, and I just kind of move along.
Which is, I mean, it's a good point because you don't want to feel that loss. Like, fuck that shit. And just go hunting. We've talked about this too, like where we go, you know what? There's no point in going for this. And trying to pay retail and trying to pay resale for stuff. If we look for old shit, we kind of pay slightly worn. We kind of pay the price that we want to pay.
Yeah, exactly.
We find something that we like.
Mike, as someone who works at a sneaker retail store, do you have a very good opinion on this?
I will say life support, just because being in the store and dealing with it, and our last few drops have been first come, first serve, which has been a big surprise for us, especially in the store, because sometimes it can get violent. And no one likes a violent line. That's a crappy morning. So I hope it goes dead at one point.
From a store, I think eventually it's all going to be like an app.
Oh,
like
for
your
sure.
Adidas app, like the Adidas app or a sneakers app. It's eventually all going to go down that route where it's just a lottery, you know, and it's going to be fair play for everybody. And if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. That's it.
Fuck hammocks. Right, John?
What, Chris?
Fuck hammocks.
Exactly.
Okay. Last topic.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeezys. Hype. Life support or dead?
I'm going to the bathroom, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Let's go from the opposite direction because that means Mike goes sooner. I'm going to say dead. I don't have an explanation other than it's just dead. Sean.
Yeah, dead.
Alvin.
Same explanation.
especially with the new models, dead.
All right, Mike, it's your turn.
Life support.
I need more. I need more.
I say life support because, yes, the hype around Yeezys has died in the past 2 years. Yes, the models have been very different and very, you know, but, and you get how many fucking 350 V2s are we going to see? I'm done with it. I am done with it, but no matter what, they're still selling. People are still buying. And, you know, nowadays it's getting to the point where people are coming in and being like, oh, you still have those? Or, wow, you have Yeezys? I'm going to buy them. I've always wanted a pair. Yes, this may not be the colorway I've always wanted, but I actually have, you know, a chance to get them. Because a lot of people don't want to go to OD and pay X amount of dollars. You know?
Yeah.
So they're still selling, in my opinion. Facts.
Yeah, but it takes like 6 hours now, right, Mike?
Oh, my God. Guys, I don't know if you heard on one of our podcasts. This kid came in. And he's like, yeah, I can't believe they're sitting. I'm like, dude, they've been out for like 8 hours.
Six.
Are you crazy? Yeah. Anyway, I digress.
So they're sitting.
So they're sitting.
Calby, what are they?
life support or hype, I guess. I don't.
Oh, really?
It's hard to say.
I need more.
Mm-hmm. Please. Is it different out there?
No. From everything, like, well, for me, the 700 model, the V1 and even the V2, I think are amazing looking shoes. I think that's an amazing shoe. Mm-hmm. I'll take them all. They're just too expensive, but I'll buy them all.
Agreed.
But then the new Alien one is ass, I think. But, like, that's what I want to know. How did it sell? Because the last time I saw it, full size run was available on kit. So I was like, I've never seen Yeezy sitting in a full size run before. But they probably sold out by the end of the day. So if they're selling out in a day, even 2 days, even 3 days, if they're selling out, they got to still be hype.
Mm.
Yeah.
Joel,
you're right.
Me, I'd probably say they're dead. No explanation.
Chloe.
The life support, I think they just need to rearrange their the way they're dropping them, like not make them come out every 2 weeks. Maybe reduce the numbers. Like Mike mentioned, you know, slow down on the 350s. I'm a huge fan of the 500, 700, and I just hope they keep them coming out. Well, like they did with the 500, I just feel like they just got to keep that same formula for all the others. You know, not too many, and come out with a good number, and that's about it. Yeah, I hope they fix it all up.
Is it time for them to start retroing Yeezys yet, or is it still too soon? Like, they did it with the 350 V1, I think, like, a year or two after, but when is the appropriate time for them to start bringing stuff like that back? Or 750?
Feels like
or...
they've always has been. They've, like, retroed the Wave Runner. They've retroed the Zebra 12 times. You know what I mean?
Zebras.
Like,
yeah.
You know, what shade is that 500? They're all the same.
I think the only issue that people would be waiting for is the 750. But then I think they waited too long, and now it's back to the point where people wouldn't care that they released, because the resale value on the 750 dropped a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would grab the first 750, like that turtle dove looking one, the light gray, the white, I think.
Sole?
The original, the OG Yeezy Adidas. I think I would grab those.
Yeah, very clean.
Chris, you didn't answer. I don't.
The brown one, too.
What, I don't know what it's called. Chocolate?
I guess with the gum chocolate. With the gum sole? Yeah. That one,
well, the glow in the dark gum sole?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. The gum sole. I like my answer is an amalgamation of Mike, Cal, and Chloe's answers. So
I think if they're going to retro another shoe, it will probably be the Alien. Oh. I think that's going to be the next shoe, because I think a lot of people had a hard time getting it, and I think they know that they're going to be able to get rid of all of it. And I think that will just get everybody back into the hype, and it will help them sell that model in different colorways.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's like, you know, every model has like an OG colorway to work with. Well, I think that might be the pair that they might work with, or whatever. I could be completely wrong, but whatever.
They should bring back the V1s.
I hated the V1.
That would probably get some hype.
Chris,
what,
that
Wave
was
Runner?
No, the 350.
Yeah.
Oh, like the Turtle Dove and the Pirate Black.
Yeah. Although they did retro the Pirate Black already as well.
Dude, yeah. Even though we say, like, okay, enough 350s, they did the 350. Someone's mocked up a 350 and a Turtle Dove, and I'm like, damn, that's hot. So I don't know, man.
Chris, that was all you had for hype, that's life support, and done. Okay, so next up, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. So obviously this is going to be a slightly different version of previously in Kicks, because most of us, if not all of us, have been stowing ourselves away and protecting ourselves from COVID-19. So what we want to know is what sorts of things you've been doing at home that are sneaker related, whether that be any online pickups, heavy browsing, taking photos, cleaning, reorganizing, selling, whatever. What have you been doing? Chris, how have you been passing the time with sneakers?
I have been constantly shopping online for sneakers, which is a bad thing, because I realized that I made maybe one or two pickups, and that didn't, like, quench the thirst, I just kept going. I just kept browsing after. I kept wanting to buy more stuff. And this, I'm so glad Air Max month is ending, because I was about to, today I'm trying to buy two Air Maxes. I'm like, wait, I don't need these. They'll get here before Air Max month. They'll get here after Air Max month ends.
And you're going to throw them in the garbage at that point. They're useless. You don't even need garbage. Them for a whole year.
Garbage.
Chloe, what have you been doing sneaker-wise to pass the time? Any pickups?
Hunting. Yeah, I got a pair of Air Max 95 CDGs.
Oh, nice.
I got that. I was really pleased with that. Quality was great. It was an expensive pickup, but I think now the game is more picking up less, but picking up quality. So I think that was the right shoe to get. And I wanted a shoe that not everybody might just go and grab, you know, so I was really pleased with that one. And spending a lot of time, just like Chris, hunting. It's been a fucking problem. I think I'm losing a lot of sleep because of hunting. It's just, it's right there. It's at the palm of your hands. It's like, man, it's crazy.
You sound really stressed out about it.
I got issues, man. I'm messaging Chris all the time about, hey, what do you think of this? Or what do you think of that? Or this? Oh, man. And also going through my collection and deciding what should stay and what should go.
Oh.
Like with Air Max, like today, just opening all the boxes and looking at all the Air Maxes, like, man, those might fall apart. You know, like really, I think it's time to just move on and maybe put them in a different pile, like on your way out, and just liquidate. Yeah.
Joel, have you been spending the time? I think you bought something, right?
Yeah. First of all, I've been working.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thank you for your service, by the way.
That's working. So, yeah, I'm doing that. I was able to scoop up the Syracuse Dunks.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
Off of NetMag, yeah. I've been after those for the longest time. And Tom really hooked it up. So, but right, yeah, cool. Man, that's my pickup, my most recent pickup.
Calby, what are you doing out there in Calgary? I know you've been busy putting up offers as well.
Yeah, but I've been working like my man Joel over there.
Thank you for your service.
But yeah, I've been hunting a lot. I got the red fucking Kith Chucks that they sent me the wrong fucking shoe.
Oh,
so I sent those back. Haven't even received my refund yet, so that's a bitch.
Did we catch you at a bad time?
Yo, that really hurt, man. I swear, the next day our dollar dropped like 3 cents, and now they're like $30 more. But yeah, that really hurt. Then yeah, I've been hunting. I copped another pair of A6s that are dead. But they're coming back. So when I get those, I'll be happy. And I'm continuing to hunt. Like, so, yeah.
Nice, nice.
Mr. Stiff Bristles over there, what have you been doing to pass the time?
Sneaker related, podcasting, and talking to you guys.
True.
Hey.
Nice.
Non-sneaker related, I've been playing a lot of music.
Oh.
Nice. Yeah. Ooh.
Maybe we'll end the show with a show. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We'll send you the sheet music for the True to Size theme song.
No problem.
Alvin, how have you been passing the time?
I got into video games again. Started working out. In terms of sneakers, I just keep taking pictures just so I feel like I'm still doing something.
Yeah, we've noticed. Yeah, you keep making a mess every day, it looks like.
Yeah, bro.
It's fun. I need to feel like I accomplished something, so I make a mess and clean it up, and like, okay, I'm good. Yeah, that's it, man. I'm trying not to really shop right now, just because of life, but definitely still shopping. So,
just trying not to. You're still doing it. You're just trying not to.
Buying anything?
He's browsing.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
browsing.
Yeah, yeah.
Window shopping in Windows.
Got it. In Windows. Sean Collard, aside from popping on those Jordan slides every once in a while, anything else interesting?
Same with the like the other guys. I've been like searching for stuff, but not, I'm not like Alvin. I'm not like
I'm trying not to buy too much stuff, although I bought a pair of Converse Pro Leathers in the low top version in the white and red colorway last week. So I like those. But oddly enough, I've been doing like stuff that I hadn't done in a long time. Like I've gone into my stash, my collection, and just pulled out stuff that I hadn't looked at in a long time. Like Jordan 22s, like old stupid stuff like that. Just to sit and like look at stuff that I haven't looked at. Like I always tend to pull out the same kind of sneakers that I go my go to stuff that I like to take pictures of and stuff. But I've been taking out stuff that I hadn't looked at in like probably years. So just pulling out old stuff and blowing the dust off and appreciating some of the stuff that I hadn't looked at in a long time.
Yeah, Sean's nice. Pull-out game.
That feels
strong.
Good. I like that.
My
pull-out really
game
good.
Is strong. Chris knows.
Game is strong.
I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum. It seemed like the answers got more and more responsible as they went down the line. So I'm sorry to break it up, by jumping back to closer to like Chris's side of the spectrum and being completely irresponsible and just online shopping all the time. So I think, I don't know if it was last week or at some point when we were doing a Google Hangouts and just talking, I told you guys I was trying to buy the Thunder Spectrum. I don't even know what it's called. I bought it. I don't remember what it's called. The Supreme Thunder Spectrum with like the flames on them.
No, that's the Puma name.
Whatever it's called. I don't know. The Thunder something. I don't know. Spectrum. I don't know. That shoe. I should learn the name of the shoe that I bought. The Supreme shoe with the fire flames on it. I don't know. I've just always had a thing for it. And then starting like late last year, I was just like really hunting hard, and then just out of pure boredom, I ended up putting an ask, and then like an hour later, it got accepted. So I did that. I bought some Legends League stuff. I bought some Disney shit. Like I'm just doing the exact opposite of what I should be doing. And I'm doing a lot of online shopping. And then every 25 minutes, I check the tracking, and guess what? It hasn't moved. It's not going anywhere.
I haven't bought a lot of sneakers, but I bought a lot of apparel, and I recently just bought a door basketball net.
Nice.
Like the mini NBA one, a mini with glass backboard and the beautiful NBA logo on it from Canadian Tire.
Doing drills.
So I'm shooting the hoop in my house. Yeah. But I bought a lot of stuff, just not sneakers.
If we don't get a recreation of that Scorpion dunk from like 1988 on that mini hoop, I'm going to be so disappointed.
I'll work it out.
He probably doesn't have to jump.
That's true. Yeah.
I definitely don't.
Figure it out.
He's taco falling it.
Yeah.
I'm going to start stretching right now.
Yeah. So you'll be ready by next week.
Dude,
awesome. I look forward
to
it.
Right.
Exactly.
You have to jump. You have to jump to dunk a door basketball?
To make it look good, you have to jump. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Your head's going to hit the ceiling, but you got to do it regardless.
Exactly.
There is one more game that Chris has prepared for us, so I'm going to try and introduce it the best I can, and then Chris has a ton of conversation topics for that one, too. And this game is called Highly Debatable. So in this one, we're going to give statements or hot takes about sneaker culture, and you have to pick a side. It's either truth or the other side being you're out of your fucking mind. So if someone is on an island or there's a disagreement, we're going to have a debate. And it'll probably be a heated debate the way this whole podcast has been going, and try and sway one another to the other side. So, Chris, I know you have some, but once again, I have one just to kind of get it going, and it's kind of topical. Are you okay if I start, Christopher?
Of course.
Okay. So mine
if I wanted to.
Is that Adidas will never have anything like Air Max Day.
Oh.
I don't know if you want to start, Mike, or finish.
Finish.
Okay. Chris, you can go first. It's either truth or debatable.
Truth.
Truth?
Truth. No, but not maybe not for the reason that you think, not because I don't think they could compete. It's more that it's been done before. So like Nike's done it. So you can't present the same idea and try to have the same effect. People are going to catch on and be like, no, we've seen this. Mm. You're just copying now. I'm not going to get on board with this. That's my take.
Yeah. Chloe, truth or debatable?
Oh, that's the truth. I don't think you can't top that. You can't recreate it.
Joel, truth or debatable?
It's the truth. They'll have to try to do something else to sway everybody towards them, kind of thing, towards Adidas. So it's like. I don't know. It's gonna be hard, man. Like it's just like what Chris said. Like what they just gotta top off, like in a different way.
Calby, is that the truth with an F, or is it debatable?
Debatable.
Oh.
Ooh.
They can tell Kanye to go drive through the city in little mini trucks and call it Kanye Day, and it's going to fucking fly, man. It's going to go. It's going to go, man. People are going to be throwing their Fear of God ones like, here.
Oh, my God.
Give me that Yeezy. And it's a wrap, man. It's done. It's easy day.
It's easy day. Uncle Scott, we'll go from the other side now because Mike wants to go last.
I was going to say truth, but I like Calby's answer. I think that he's got a point there. I think I'm going to say debatable.
Alvin?
Debatable.
Yeah.
Kanye is the most fucking influential motherfucker out there right now. So if they do it properly, they can do something. I doubt that it's going to be a month. But, I mean, it's definitely going to be, they can definitely do like a day. But I understand Chris's point too, where it's like they don't really want to copy Nike and make that kind of thing. But if Yeezy wants to do his thing, then Yeezy's going to do his thing, you know, so.
So here's the thing. I have like a two-parted answer, so I don't know which side I end up on. It was going to be true. Like, I came up with that hot take, and it was going to be truth until Calby said that. You're a really good influencer, Calby, and I respect you. Mm-hmm. I could definitely potentially see the possibility for a Kanye day from like a Yeezy day from Adidas's side, but I don't know if Kanye and his ego would, even though it would boost his ego, no pun intended, would do it. So I don't know if it's true, if it's debatable, because I think that there could be a Yeezy day, but I don't know if it's truth, because I don't know if Yeezy would be down to do a Yeezy day in a weird roundabout way. It's like if someone asks him to do something, he won't do it. Just the way that we will all want to go outside now because we're not allowed, even though on weekends I don't go anywhere. Normally, it's kind of like that. I think Kanye is the epitome of that. So, Mike, last up, Mr. Adidas.
I'm going to say debatable as well.
What a surprise there.
But I can understand truth as well. But like Calby said, heavy influential, especially when it comes to our top creators. If they did an entire – I don't see them doing a day, but I could see them doing something with their top creators. Could you imagine a Beyonce-Kanye collaboration?
Like, Childish Gambino.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
It would blow that shit up.
A BZ.
Childish Gambino. But you know what?
Gambino.
Pusha T had some great collaborations, but then nowadays you get into like the Oswego and stuff like that. Mm. You know, it's not as hype as it used to be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can bring in ASAP Ferg to promote an EQT, but it's really not going to do anything. You know, we're going to have Jonah Hill coming out with a collab. That's going to be interesting.
Those are pretty cool.
Those are clean.
But Jonah's not at Kanye level, and, you know, Kanye and Beyonce are kind of on their own level.
Mm-hmm. You need a Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. Do it!
I don't know if that's what you want marketing Adidas.
I love that dude.
Oh, I do too.
You guys ready for another topic?
Yes, please.
Okay. Calby and I were talking about this a bit. Designers/influencers can change the way you feel about a shoe. So something that you were not on board with at all, and let's say the designer shows you you should really wear it, and then all of a sudden you love the shoe. Would you guys like an example?
Sure.
Sure. So the Fear of God one, right? Whenever you just see the shoe, the first pictures of the shoe, you're like, I don't know what that's supposed to mean. But then you see Jerry Lorenzo rocking his shit out there, and you're like, God damn, that's how it's supposed to look. And then you're like imagine that yellow Fear of God one. What is that? But then you see him wearing it while he's at the baseball game. You're like, that guy looks hype. And you're like, I gotta wear something like that.
And then I put it on with a pin roll, and it just looks absolutely awful.
Tech fleas.
With my super, super sale tech fleas and $500 sneakers. I'll go first. I think it's truth. As much as we all kind of hate to admit that we fall into hype or we fall into influence at some point because we don't want to be called a hype beast and then feel like we're being shunned by the entire sneaker world. I think it happens for sure. Like, it, whether it's people you look up to and respect directly, or it's just people who are looked up to and respected indirectly that you know are kind of up on a higher pedestal, like Jerry Lorenzo. Like, it's not somebody who I directly, like, look up to. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I love Jerry Lorenzo. But like you said, you see him wearing the Fear of God one, and you're like, oh shit, with some fucking tearaways. Like, all right, I could find that at Value Village. Let's do it. So, like, the one example I can think of is when the 97, like, the Silver Bullet came back. I want to say it was, like, 2 years ago. Maybe it was, like, 2018. The year before that, the only person I ever saw wearing it all the time was who, Calby?
I don't know.
Ronnie Feig. Wow, you had one job. Ronnie Feig would wear them all the time. He was always wearing Silver Bullets. And it was that kind of that point where they hadn't come out in a while, so I wasn't super familiar. Like, not that I was unfamiliar, but I wasn't super familiar with how to wear it or anything. And Ronnie was just rocking it steadily for, like, an entire year. And then, of course, coincidentally, they come out. I'm sure that wasn't planned at all. But, yeah, it was just somebody who I knew could dress, and I liked how he wore them. And all of a sudden, they came back, and I had the opportunity. I was like, oh, yeah, I like this shoe. And then I killed that shoe. So yeah, I'm going to go with truth. We'll go the other way this time to mix it up. So Scholard.
Well, that wasn't nice.
Can he even hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
I was thinking.
Okay, sorry.
For me personally, it's not even debatable. It's false. I don't think, like, the last time I was influenced, when I was growing up, it was all the athletes I was, you know, they were my idols: Michael Jordan, Andre Agassi, Magic Johnson. I wanted to wear the sneakers they were wearing. So because they're not really in that game anymore, I don't really get influenced by designers and celebrities and all that kind of stuff. So for me, it's debatable.
Cool. Alvin.
I'm going to say truth, but it only happens if I'm a fan of that person to begin with. Like, you're not going to make me want to buy fucking Chanel Jordan 1 just because fucking Chanel did it and because it's fucking hyped. But if, like, you know, Jay-Z does his Rockefeller thing, if Ronnie does his A6 thing, then, you know, I'll fucking buy that shit. Cool.
Mr. Mike D.
I got nothing, really. When it comes to this subject.
Cool. Ooh. Anyone else?
I would say truth.
Yeah.
Because, like, literally, that's why I like Jerry, because of how he dresses and how he dresses his models wearing his clothes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's not my style. Like, the other day when we were talking about it, Chris, it's a while back, I posted Virgil wearing some baggy pants with the Jordan 5s. And I was like, that looks fucking trash. Don't wear your jeans like this. It looks awful. And then Jerry comes out just the other day with his Fear of God pants covering up the Chucks he's wearing. And I'm like, oh, my God, that looks fucking amazing. So, you know, like, it is how it's styled. I can be influenced, but I wouldn't wear those pants with the Jordan 5s because that looks awful.
Anyone else? We can move on to another one. Let's move
you?
On. You? Yeah. All right. Michael Jordan should be the only one to market Jordan shoes. So no other athlete.
I think we got to start at this no end comment. With Mr. Sean Call. We got to start with Sean.
Yeah, no, I mean, it can't be anymore. It can't be. Even I see that. So I totally get why they do collaborations with artists, rappers, whoever, you know, hip-hop artists and people. But yeah, no, it can't be. So I'm going to say truth. Debatable?
Debatable. Yeah.
I personally don't understand why people care about Jordan why they're attracted to them besides Michael Jordan. I get it now, but I for me, it's always been about Michael Jordan. So, but it's still debatable.
For his numbered line, the main line of Jordans should be the only.
Oh, you mean the flagship models?
Yeah, he should continue to market them.
I think he should be involved for sure in more than he is, because he's not involved really at all anymore. So yeah, I do agree in that respect that he should be involved in the flagship, even if it's just showing his face in an ad. It'd be great. Yeah. It would certainly tie guys like myself in to wanting to get the newest Jordans. But I get that he can't be, obviously. The guy's 56 now, 57. So he can't be. The brand has to move on from, it's his name, but it's they have to try new things, and that's what they're doing. And obviously they're successful with it. So
I don't know that if they even attached his face to it, that half the people would know that it was Michael Jordan. Like even like the younger generation,
who are the ones I think spending
most of the money. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. obviously.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's. I don't remember how the question was phrased, but debatable that he should be the only one for sure.
Okay.
Debatable. Yes.
Debatable. Yeah.
Anyone else want to put their two cents in?
If it showed me Michael Jordan's pants with his shoes,
you know what the funny thing is, eh? If anyone else wears their pants like that, we'll roast him, but like we'll really shit on them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he does it, and we kind of roast him, but we're kind of not roasting him either. Because he's Michael Jordan. He's Michael fucking Jordan.
Is it worse to pin roll or to have the Michael Jordan denim?
Well, Michael Jordan denim.
Pin roll.
Pin roll the Michael Jordan denim.
Oh, God.
parachute pants, bro. Parachute pants.
Jesus.
Okay. Here's another one. Yeezys never should have been promised to everyone.
Oh.
So what I mean by that is Yeezys should not be so available. They should have stayed limited.
Oh. Let's start with Mr. Truth, Adidas.
Truth or debatable?
Truth.
Mm. Yeah.
They shouldn't have been?
They should have stayed.
Should have stayed limited. Limited.
Yeah.
Limited. For sure. Why do you say that?
Just because I find there would be less hype around it. No, maybe there wouldn't be less hype around it because if it's more limited, it's going to be more hype, period. But it's just when you overwhelm the market with such, I don't want to say such hype, but the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over, and over again, yeah. It just gets old. You know, yes, I agree. Everyone should get a pair, but in due time. In due time.
I think that I don't remember how it was phrased, but I don't agree that they did the right thing, if that makes sense. They should have been promised to everyone, because if you look at the time that we're in now, that seems to be the only thing that's holding Adidas afloat. No offense there, Mike. But they sell like a ton of pairs. And I don't remember the figures that came out last year, but it said like something crazy. They made like $1 billion just off the Yeezy line or something like that. But it's because they sold so many units of that specific one. So yeah, they're sitting on the shelf and there's no hype, but they're still moving units altogether. And it's keeping some sort of interest, because if you take away Yeezy completely now, like what is there at Adidas that is driving in that traffic other than the OGs, like the Stan Smith, the Superstar, whatever.
Ivy Park.
That's the new limited stuff, right? That's like the crazy hard to get stuff.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But yeah, like I think that Yeezy, as much as it's oversaturated and we think it's not hype, they're still moving the same amount. So they're selling out somewhere at some point. True. So they're still making the money. So I think that it's helping keep them afloat, and having Yeezy on the payroll, if that's what he wants, that's what he's going to get. So, I mean, if you don't promise him that, then who knows if he continues to stay with you, and then you have bigger problems. So just kind of give that guy what he wants and figure out the rest later.
I agree with that exactly, because that's part of the beef with him and Nike.
Yeah,
because Nike, he wanted to make money off it, and a lot of money, and Nike is releasing 2,000 pairs and you're getting $0. So
good point. I like that. It's cool. Okay, two more. Let's do two more. This one. There's no more room for influencers.
Interesting.
Truth.
What do you mean, Calby?
It depends. Like, The internet influencers annoy me now.
Now?
Just now?
Well, no, like over the years, because it's got cornier and cornier. And now it's like, you know what I mean? These TikTok kids are going to come up like, hey, look at my unison dance with these Jordans. And I'm going to be like, get this kid off my screen. I hate TikTok. Like, TikTok drives me crazy, man. These kids are now the biggest influencers. There's TikTok kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're like, you know, there's groups of them that live in mansions and just TikTok all day long. And that's the new influencers.
I've just decided that Calbee and Chloe need their own podcast.
Yeah, for real, yeah.
Called Triggered.
Guys mad at things. Triggered.
And we should do it on TikTok.
30-second rants.
Let's get a house, and we'll just hang out and do TikTok all day. And just bitch about everything.
You think that's like bad? You should hear him talk about Toronto.
Ooh.
Do like a trigger dance.
Trigger dance.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I think that's for sure true. Like, I think that it's been, I don't want to say full, like it's not like it's some club that you need to get a membership to, but I think that everyone has seen what being a quote-unquote influencer can get you, so everyone's trying to do it. So everyone has, like, hashtag model in their bio. Everyone has hashtag influencer. Wow. Everyone's, like, they'll wear a hat and they'll tag the person, Canada Got Soul, who wears the hat, because they think they're going to get free hats. You're not going to get a free hat. So, like, I just think it's, like, sorry. I think it's oversaturated, and I think that brands are starting to realize that, and I think it's starting to move away from that. Whether moving away from it means TikTok, because I would hate to see them be the next wave of people who are getting like this hype whatever releases, like if it's Air Max Day and all of a sudden you see like these TikTokers wearing the duck camos because that's how they're marketing it, like that day is gonna suck. But I could definitely see it coming, or them just moving away from the influencer program altogether and just finding what's next, because influencing has only been around for what, like less than 10 years, and it already seems to be getting old and everyone knows that. So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm even baffled by like on YouTube, like sneaker reviewers, like there's still people coming up with new sneaker review channels on YouTube. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? haven't we seen enough sneaker reviews at this point? We know the shoes are white and red, like fucking move on.
Hold on, can you say that again? I'm going to send it to Sean Go. One sec.
I don't need that. But my point is there's guys like Sean Go, there's guys like Nightwing 2303 who are doing this like in a big way and are doing it well. We don't need you in your basement when you're opening your box and telling us the colors in the shoes. With a spotlight.
I think another episode of Triggered.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Sean wants to be on your podcast.
The new podcast.
Yeah.
You're our first guest, Sean.
Good.
Yes.
All right. Last one.
Thank God.
All right. I'm truth or debatable, okay? I'm genuinely excited about 15% of my pickups.
15?
Yeah. So out of all the shoes that you pick up during your year, let's say, in the end, hindsight,
oh,
you're really only excited about, I just threw out 15%, but could be another number for you, but it's low is what I'm saying.
Debatable.
I'm on Chloe's team now. I think Chloe mentioned earlier that he's buying less but buying better, so I put a lot more thought into it, and I'm buying more quality stuff that I plan on keeping for a long time because space is not unlimited, so I want to make sure what's in my closet is the best that it can be. So I mean, there's definitely some at the end of the year where you're at the outlet and you found something and you're like, I shouldn't have probably bought this for $49.99, like I didn't need four more pairs of Tech Fleece pants, but whatever. But like for the most part, I think that it's closer to 80-90% that I'm like at the end of the year that I'm like, yes, this is gonna be with me forever.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, same. And me too. You know, earlier in the podcast, you know, when I said I was so stressed shopping on like at home,
you're aging.
That's what it is. No, it's not that. I don't want to do the bad pickup, and that's why it's stressful, because you're seeing all these prices. You're seeing all these shoes that you're like at one point you're like, oh, I have that. I want that pair. But now as style is changing and you're changing and whatnot, you're like trying to cross, you're like one day you're putting something on your list or you're putting an offer, and then the next day you're like, oh, no, I found something else that's better. And you know, you just don't want to do the wrong pickup, because that was I've done that so many times.
That's a good point.
But now my percentage is up to like you, like 90. Yeah. 90% happy.
What are you at, Chris?
It's 15.
You know what the cool thing is? That Chloe lives so close to me that I'll ask his, like, and I'll text him really quick about like random shit about the neighborhood, but also then all of a sudden, yo, should I get the shoe? And he'll be like, fuck no. And I'll be like, oh, okay. It went from 15% to like 60%. All right, I'm on track. So, like, you know.
Chris, how many of your regrettable pickups are doubles or triples? Or do you, does that mean that you genuinely, like, those are part of the 80% that you really like?
So, what I've done recently is I've negotiated with myself, and I've decided I got rid of a lot of my doubles, right? And so I'm only keeping the multiple numbers of a particular shoe if it's like a classic and going to be with me forever. Like, yeah.
If it's like three or four pairs of Nigels, three or four pairs of Union.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah. Unions. So that's Unions. What happens. I've decided to only keep the good ones. And then what I'm doing incorrectly probably is those that really mean a lot to me, I just go buck wild. So, yeah.
Mike, working in sneaker retail, I think you said for the first time, if I'm not mistaken, do you find yourself buying more and then do you find yourself regretting it later? Because I had that problem for sure.
I'm pretty picky at what I pick up at the shop. I'm not like a constant buyer. I try to like not give my money back to them. but sometimes, you know, you have to. You got to drop the bomb, right? You got to lay the plastic down. But sometimes I find, yeah, probably 15% for a year. I'd say it would be low, but yeah, maybe 25.
25 or what you're happy with or what you're not happy with?
Not happy with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Happy 75.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris is on the opposite end of that fraction, so.
Happy 75. That's what we
happy
call
75.
Happy okay. 75. Yeah. Bueller.
All right. Well, I think that's all you had, right, Chris?
That's it. That's it, guys.
Okay. Guys, everybody here, who is it? There's like eight of us here right now. Thank you all for coming. I know you guys didn't even have to leave your bedrooms, so that makes it a little bit easier to hang out. But I think it was a lot of fun. I think all the listeners are going to really enjoy it. So thank you guys for taking the time. Thank you to everyone who supported and or been a part of the podcast. Wherever you're taking in the episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys. It's called CGS Talk. You can find it on facebook.com/group/CGS.talk. We've got a website we use for reviews, recaps, stories, and much more called CanadaGotSold.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Pulse, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSold@gmail.com. Do not forget to use hashtag CanadaGotSold on Instagram for a feature on our feature page. I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney. JO_D3OsNEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mark.
Christopher Chu, where can I find you?
You
can find me at the Sneaker Podcast. If I could just say thanks for hosting us.
Of course.
On this episode, guys. We've been getting some messages from listeners saying that like they're going through this COVID thing as well, and that what they do have is us trying to keep on with the podcast and give them content, giving them something to get their minds off of what's going on. And we kind of wanted to do some extra stuff just so that the listeners would have more content. And shout out to all the people that are out there actually making a big difference, still working and still going out there.
Yes.
So, thanks again for hosting. And, we'll definitely put out the word on our page, our feature page.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Chloe, but you could also find him at
he didn't even say where he is located. Chloe, where you at, yo?
You can find me at Chlorel.
Calby.
L-A-R-E-L.
Yeah, spell it, please. Calby, where you be?
You can find me at Just Calby, K-A-L-B-Y with a just in front of it. Stay the fuck home.
Sean, what's going on?
At S-Collard or Scholard 23, as some people like to say, and at OG Support Group.
Nice. Mike, I don't have a rhyme for you. Where can they find you?
You can get myself at On Air with Mike D or at The Sneaker Podcast. Hi, Kaya.
Beautiful. And thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 105 episodes, 103 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS and The Sneaker Podcast and Just Calby, and we are out. Peace. Peace. Yo, that was good. Kaya, where can they find you?
Stay home.
In Milton.
On Daddy's lap.